The Prime Minister, Tony Abbott, will today face questions about the viability of his long-standing policy of turning back asylum seeker boats after last night meeting the Indonesian President in Jakarta in what Mr. Abbott described as a very frank but cordial, constructive and collegial discussion. Indonesia's Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono argued that both nations are victims of people smuggling and conceded bilateral talks beyond the Bali process are needed. For his part, Mr. Abbott guaranteed Australia will respect Indonesia's sovereignty and territorial integrity. Indonesia's foreign minister says he's not sure what that means for Mr. Abbott's policies. From Jakarta, Samantha Hawley reports.
A new prime minister, a 19-gun salute, and a diplomatic relationship strained. Tony Abbott's first bilateral meeting as Prime Minister with his Indonesian counterpart didn't lead to a resolution on asylum seeker policy. But the Indonesian president seems to have come around to the idea that bilateral talks outside the Bali process are needed.
We had a very frank discussion.
It's clear Indonesia's got what it wanted out of that frank discussion, a guarantee that Australia won't breach its sovereignty.
Australia's total respect for Indonesia's sovereignty, a total respect for Indonesia's territorial integrity. But we are resolved, together, united, to tackle this problem and to beat it on land and at sea and at the borders of our countries.
But what does Tony Abbott's pledge to respect Indonesia's sovereignty and territorial integrity mean for his policies, including turning back the boats, paying Indonesians to spy on people smugglers, and buying unseaworthy fishing boats? The Indonesian Foreign Minister, Marty Natalegawa, doesn't know the answer to that.
We'll have to wait and see, don't we? What am I to say? I mean, we'll see.
Dr. Natalegawa has been very public in his dislike of Mr. Abbott's policies. He was pleased with the assurances received during this visit.
Well, inside, on constantly repeated their assurances that they will not take any action that contravene Indonesian sovereignty.
The leaders agreed for negotiations on what happens next to take place at a ministerial level. Today, Mr. Abbott will face questions about the future of his turn back the boats policy and if after years of arguing for it, he can guarantee it can be implemented.
Bapak President, the best days of this relationship are ahead of us, and they will be better days thanks to your friendship for Australia.
This morning, the Prime Minister hopes to shift the focus back to business. He'll flesh out a plan for an Australian Centre for Indonesian Studies to deepen country ties.
Samantha Hawley in Jakarta.